Radio Reverb. Brighton Festival 2018.
There are stacks of events for children and young people over the course of May. So to pick that apart a bit, we joined with our festival programme in hand. I've got one as well because there's a lot of stuff to go through. Hilary Cook, who programmes some of the children's events in the Brighton Festival. Welcome to Radio Reverb, Hilary.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Children's events have long been a major feature of the festival. Why is it important to have young people involved in this event?
Well, I think the festival is about the whole of the city, and children are a huge part of this city. I mean, I think the Children's Parade, which has just grown every single year since it started, is an indication of about how much kids want to be involved in the whole thing. And we've got events for tinies right up to teenagers. And also, since last year with Kate Tempest as guest director, we had Your Place, and a lot of young people got involved in that. So it feels like it's more inclusive to have the young people there, and hopefully if they get into books or theatre or dance and or music when they're little, it'll be something, it gives them something now, but it also gives them something when they're older. So I think it's a nice thing.
I thought Kate Tempest's work last year was very powerful because, like you say, she did pull in a young audience. She did a lot of work out in the community as well. And there is often a kind of an accusation levelled at the festival that it can be very town-centric and it can appear to be quite elitist. So obviously that really took it out. I mean, do you perceive that some of these events for children and young people have actually actively encouraged reading and creativity?
Oh, definitely. I mean, 26 Letters includes Young City Reads and Adopt an Author. So a lot of the public events will obviously be attended by quite engaged parents with kids who are going to come and see stuff. Mm. But then we have Adopt an Author, which is a school's project. So we have four authors adopted by four classes every year, different classes. And this is often an opportunity for kids who don't read and for schools that won't visit the festival to come and get involved in reading. It's had amazing impact on kids that don't read. And often, like, for instance, we've got an author this year, Alex Milway. He's also an adopted author. So kids, and he's been adopted in the past. So kids have adopted him at school. They see us in the brochure, they come, and there's a bit of a cross-fertilisation there. So it's nice. I think it's a beginning for a lot of kids.
So what does that actually mean when they adopt an author?
Oh, well, they have a few weeks, about 8 weeks of emailing each other, and
they don't want J.K. Rowling, do they?
I think they'd like that.
Maybe she will one year.
But the author gives the kids creative tasks, and then they email one email a week, so they're not bombarded. I mean, that's always a fear with the authors. Am I going to get 30 emails a day? They get one email a week that's just sort of curated, often by the kids. They'll say, oh, we want to send this, and we want to tell them about that, and we've done this, and we've written this, and we've drawn this, and we've scanned it in. And then the author emails them back and says, I love it, or this could really, you know, it would be a good idea. We could do this, that and the other. And it's a lovely, lovely relationship. And then in the actual festival, they have a party where the class meets the author. And that's just so nice because they feel like they already know each other. So that just makes it very, you know, there's not that sort of nervous, quiet child beginning. They're just like, oh, Alex, you're here, brilliant, blah, blah, blah. And it's just a lovely thing.
And they engage well with the authors, do they? Because,
definitely.
You know, to have an adult there in front of you can sometimes be a bit of a, you know, like, they're not necessarily very interested in them, or it can be a bit of a frightening experience, maybe.
Yeah, I think, no, they definitely engage well, and they feel like they're friends already. And also the authors that are picked are hand-picked for getting on well with kids. Because just because you write a children's book doesn't mean you want to hang out with children.
No, quite, no. Quite. So Adopt an Author is part of the 26 Letters strand. Tell us more about that.
Well, that's a lot of public events over several weekends in the festival. And we've got some great events. We've got, as I said, Young City Reads is part of that. That's a school's event. But then the public events, we've got...
So City Reads, just people who don't necessarily know about City Reads, it's like a citywide reading club.
Yes. And, yeah, so that'll be for schools, sort of kids from 7 to about 13, actually. Mm-hmm. So they've all been reading the book. They've all been having little tasks.
What's the book for this year?
It's called Kid Normal. And it's a child who accidentally goes to a school for superheroes, and he hasn't got any special abilities, or has he?
Uh-huh.
As a normal kid. And it's about, actually, that we're all superheroes in our own way. It's a very nice book, and it's a nice inclusive kid, a book that's got the kids really reading, so it's nice.
Great, great. So that's part of the 26 Letters strand. And I'm looking in the programme at 26 Letters as well. Huge amount of stuff.
Yes, there's loads. Happening. There's loads. I mean, some really nice events, like we've got an author that I've wanted for years to come called Kay Umansky. She's been writing books for years and years and years. She wrote a whole series of books called Pong Whiffy, which is about quite a stinky witch. And all Pong Whiffy's quite unpleasant friends, but it's
I bet kids love that. Kids love stinky
they
things,
just
they,
love
yeah.
it. And they're very
some of us have never grown out of that.
No, exactly. It is funny, and it's not just sort of yeah. It's just very interesting characters, and she's got two illustrators with her because she's got a new set of books as well. She's got her Pong Whiffy ones, which have been they've got a new edition, and they've been illustrated by Katie Riddell, who's a Brighton person. Mm-hmm. She's actually the daughter of Chris Riddell, who was the Children's Laureate, and another set of books illustrated by a guy called Ashley King, and there'll be a bit of a draw-off together. There'll be all three of them on stage, two illustrators, one author, bit of competitive flip chart action. It's going to be good.
Competitive flip chart.
And you're allowed to dress up if you want to come to that one as a witch, although I have a little bit of issue. I'm worried about the sight lines, all those pointy hats, but I think they'll just have to sort of move a little bit around. You bring your own broomstick. It's
great,
a nice thing.
Great. Yeah. We're talking to Hilary Cook, who's organising children's events in the Brighton Festival. What else would you like to let us give us a taster about?
Well, I was actually having a little glance at the brochure and also remembering that I've actually got an adult event in the 26 Letters programme, which is a writing workshop for people who want to write for young people on older kids and teens.
Okay. It's a lucrative market, isn't it?
Well, it is, if you get it right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of, you know, it's a sort of growing market, I think, for young adult books and teenagers. Mm. But the woman we've got is this lovely author called Catherine Johnson, who did a workshop for young people before. She was so great. I was enjoying it so much. And I thought, actually, it'd be nice to have her back and talk to grown-ups because she was just so engaging and inspiring. I just thought, yeah, I could go and write something now. I haven't. But in that moment...
You could.
Yes,
you could.
Exactly.
You
I could. Felt I could, yeah.
That day could come.
Yes, exactly. And what else could I want to talk about? I'd like you to know that we've got Jacqueline Wilson coming, who is sort of... she's written so many books and she's still so popular.
Yeah,
she'll be in
huge name.
Hall,
yeah,
which is, you know, that she's that popular.
Right, okay, packing out the dome, I'm sure.
Yes, she's wonderful because I love it when there's a lot of sort of bells and whistles, dry ice, pyro, whatever. But she literally comes, sits on a chair, and holds the attention of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids, just chatting, and she's completely unpatronising, and she talks about her books that are, you know, got some of them quite gritty.
Yeah.
And, she, you know, there's about one of them called Dustbin Baby, was about a baby that was abandoned in a bin. And then one about The Illustrated Mum was about two kids whose mum, lots of tattoos, mental health issues, quite a difficult childhood. But actually, it's also accessible and lovely. And it's not just sort of gritty for gritty's sake. It's lovely. And I think if you had, I mean, Tracy Beaker is the famous... Mm-hmm. Character that a lot of kids know from TV. She was in a foster home and things like that. But that's almost incidental. And I think it's really nice for kids to see different ways of growing up and different situations. I think years ago, kids' books used to be very much 2.4 kids.
Well, I grew up on Enid Blyton, Lashings of Ginger Beer and Casual Racism.
Exactly.
It's come a long way since then.
Yes, it has. Thank the Lord. Yes, it has come a long way since then. Yes, and a lot of them were very posh, weren't they?
Oh, very posh. Yeah. Very, very posh and very racist.
Yes, posh and racist. So that's really something I think we've moved away from. But I think, I think people are... Although I think the children's book world isn't as diverse as it could be. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we have people like Patrice Lawrence and Catherine Johnson, who I was talking about, you know, sort of people of colour writing books about other people of colour, young people. And I think young people need to see themselves reflected in books, because otherwise it's a way you learn about yourself, a way you learn about the world. So that's something that's sort of an ongoing issue that I think a lot of people are trying to address in children's publishing.
And looking at issues around gender and sexuality that would never have been touched with a barge pole years ago in children's writing.
No, exactly. I think Patrice Lawrence's new book, Indigo Donut, they always have good names, is goes down that road. And I think that's so important, because when you're looking to see yourself and you don't see yourself, it's quite a frightening thing, isn't it? You may not see yourself in your immediate classroom or something at school or in your friends, but if you can dive into a book and think, oh yeah, that's like me, it means the world, doesn't it? There's a lovely guy called Peter Bunzel coming, who's written two books. One's called Cogheart, and the newest one is called Moonlocket. And they're sort of adventure books set in a sort of Victorian steampunk kind of world. It's all, one of the characters is a clockwork fox and called Malkin, who's actually weirdly based on sci-fi film robots, because he's very into cinema, very into animation. So I think sort of R2-D2 and C-3PO are inspiration for Malkin the Clockwork Fox. So even though it's Victorian, he's got lots of unusual influences. And they're great adventure stories. Everyone travels by sort of airship, and it's sort of quite smoky, Victorian and dark, but also very exciting.
A lot of these do sound like the kind of events where adults who take their children along are going to enjoy it just as much as well.
Oh, definitely. I don't think it's a good event, because I mean, you can't leave your kids. You've got to come with your parents. I don't think it's a good event if not everyone in the room is enjoying it. Everyone's got to enjoy it. And also, I mean, even if it's a picture book for 2-year-olds, you're going to have to read it over and over again. It's the parents have got to get something out of it as well. If you're not a grown up enjoying it, you're just, it's going to show, isn't it?
You must get an awful lot from putting this together and bringing together all the different authors, putting all the events on. You must really enjoy it.
It is really enjoyable. It's very rewarding. And you know, I'm impressed by what people can do for different age groups, because you know, obviously adult books you can go wherever you like, but also within the sort of constraints of making things suitable for young people, you can still go quite unusual places, you know. So it's
absolutely yes, and children have very high tolerance levels for all sorts of things.
Oh, they do. And it's sort of self sense of things that aren't quite right for them. You know, things go over their heads, and then later on you read it again and go, oh, that was about that.
The Brighton Festival 2018, Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.